Welcome to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. On a sunny September morning, not so long ago, my kids were streaming into the classroom from the outside door, some happy, some grumpy, some filled with unknown angst, but all dutifully coming in for another day of school. They were just settling into their desks for the first class of the day, reading. I had planned an absolutely fabulous, engaging lesson, leading off with a great video to introduce one of the better stories in our literacy anthology. The day was fresh, the lesson was going to be great, and I was excited. But first, attendance. So I stood in front of the room with my clipboard, checked off the names of who was here and who was absent. Arabella, present. Brandon, present. Zion, absent. That's unusual, I mumbled, making myself a mental sticky note to call her mom later and check in on her. And so it went until I reached the end of the roster, this daily ritual almost complete. I sat down at my desk to enter the attendance on my laptop. And then, the first scream. Oh my God, there's a bee! Followed in rapid succession by another scream and another until the whole class was whipped into a frenzy of panic. I stood and rushed into the maelstrom of terror, asking kid after kid, where is it? Where is it? Some kids pointed to the window, some to the door, some to the ceiling, and then I saw it. A big fat honeybee circling the fluorescent light above the reading corner bookshelf. Okay, everybody, it's all right. I was trying my best to be calm. Though bees are one of my phobias, terrors if you will, thanks to a childhood encounter with some bees that resulted in 7 bee stings. Everybody just take your seats, I'll get it out of here. Did the kids listen and sit? Nope. Many were hunkered down under their desks. A pack of the especially frightened kids followed me around the room, me with a reading book in each hand trying to fan and herd the bee towards the outside door. But no, it circled and circled the room, mostly high near the ceiling, but now and then it randomly swooped down to terrorize the kids, one little bee, reducing even the toughest kids to blubbering babies. After a 3-minute eternity, I had the bee near the outside door. Julio, open the door, I hissed. He crawled to the door and opened it, allowing the bee to once again be outside, free and happy. Not so with my kids. It took another 5 minutes to calm everybody, to assure them that the terror was gone. And I was completely flustered too, but determined to soldier on. Okay, turn to page 23 in your reading book. Let's start our story for today. There was a brief silence, punctuated by a few lingering sniffles, and then a flurry of whispers as they reluctantly rummaged through their desks to find their reading books. That thing was huge. Did you see the stinger on it? OMG, can you imagine getting stung by it? Why do we even have bees? The last question gave me pause. Normally I'd push through and carry on with the lesson, but this was a teachable moment. Okay guys, why do you think we even have bees on this planet? The answers came fast, like corn popping. To scare us, to sting us. Don't they do something with flowers? They make honey. Yes, all of you are right. Talk about bees with your shoulder partner for a few minutes while I find a video that will explain why we have bees. The hum of conversation was beautiful. We watched 2 videos about the benefits of bees. We talked and talked and concluded that we people can't live without bees. And so, a wayward bee follows the kids into a classroom and totally disrupts the morning lesson. An unexpected terror turns into opportunity, the chance to spontaneously learn, to truly understand something. The kids were completely engaged, enthusiastic, and left wanting more, everything we strive for when we plan and teach a lesson. And maybe, by seeing me overcome my fear of bees, they too learned a bit about overcoming their fears. Thank you, dear honeybee. Thank you. If you want to support this podcast, head over to our website at rss.com/5minutes of sunshine. There you can hit the donate button. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee app, where you can give whatever you'd like. You're the boss. Thanks again for listening. I'll drop new episodes every Monday, because Monday being Monday, you'll need all the encouragement you can get to keep on teaching. I'll see you again next time on 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers.